Dinky once said that the study was the only place in the world where he really felt in touch with himself, and that was why he wanted to see it shut down. Burned down, if possible. "Because I know the kind of shit I get up to when I'm in touch with myself," he told Ted. "When I, you know, really get in the groove." And Ted knew exactly what he was talking about. Because the study was always too good to be true. You sat down, maybe picked up a magazine, looked at pictures of models and margarine, movie stars and motor cars, and you felt your mind rise. The beam was all around. It was like being in some vast corridor full of force, but your mind always rose to the roof. And when it got there, it found that big old sliding groove. Maybe once, just after the Prim withdrew and Gan's voice still echoed in the rooms of the Macroverse, the beams were smooth and polished, but those days are gone. Now the way of the bear and the turtle is lumpy and eroded, full of coves and calls and bays and cracks, plenty of places to get your fingers in and take hold, and sometimes you drag at it, and sometimes you can feel yourself worming your way into it like a drop of acid that can think. All these sensations are intensely pleasurable. Sexy. And for Ted, there's something else as well, although he doesn't know he's the only one who's got it until Trampas tells him. Trampas never means to tell him anything, but he's got this lousy case of eczema, you see, and it changes everything. Hard to believe a flaky scalp might be responsible for saving the Dark Tower, but the idea is not entirely far-fetched. Not entirely far-fetched at all. 10.
"There are about 180 full-time personnel at work in the Algol," Ted said. "I'm not the guy to tell anyone how to do his job, but that's something you may want to write down, or at least remember. Roughly speaking, it's 60 per 8-hour shift and split 20-20-20.